order, the Education Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. I believe today's date is Thursday, July 17th, and we are in work session on House Bill 3044A. And Ms. Sexton, could you talk to us about the Dash A9 amendments?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The Dash A9 amendments are the most recent set that have been proposed by Representative Backlund, working in conjunction with Portland Public Schools to develop a set of amendments that could be considered as a consensus agreement amongst them, as I understand it. The Dash A9 amendments make the provisions more permissive than they were when the bill was before the committee last on June 12th, that was a month ago. And it would create a different approach between debts of less than or 50 of less than $50 or $50 or more. Districts would still, and again, this bill would still apply to all students in a district, but it would allow the districts to establish rules that essentially meet each district's needs and allow them to, for instance, waive all or a portion of the debt owed. The amendment does still require a district to withhold grade reports or other materials such as a diploma or records when the debt is $50 or more with release of that material on payment of the debt. Again, though, the policies could provide that the district waive all or a portion of the debt owed, and it could either be paid in cash, or it would allow flexibility for a district to allow a student to make other arrangements. It was indicated that some districts may ask a student to provide some service to compensate for the debt owed, and that debt could be either in materials, books, and so forth, or it could be from damage to school property. So that is the essence of the A9 amendments.
Questions or comments for Ms. Sexton? Senator Mesmer.
Maybe you said this and I missed it, but would this allow a district, since I know it says shall for anything over $50, would this allow a district to work out a payment agreement, or have the student or their guardian sign a note so that they had a legal document that they owed this money, and on that basis release the records?
Madam Chair and Senator Meserly, I believe under the flexibility that's allowed for the school districts to establish by their policies how they would handle these things, that a payment arrangement could be structured. I'm getting an affirmative nod from Patty O'Sullivan, who's Portland Public Schools representative.
I didn't specifically see that in the bill, but maybe I haven't gotten far enough through the bill yet.
I believe that comes under the general authority to establish policies, and again, those policies then would be communicated annually to the students and their families.
Further questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Senator Gordon.
Thank you. I would just like to say that I really appreciate Patty O'Sullivan's efforts working together with Representative Backlund to get this bill to some consensus language. And thank you.
Further questions or comments?
Madam Chair, I'd also like to note that the changes made, I can support this bill. No, well done.
Thank you. Further questions? Chair would accept a motion to move the Dash A9 amendments into House Bill 3044.
So moved.
Senator Gordley's made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Motion is carried. Chair would now accept a motion to move House Bill 3044 as amended to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley's made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. The motion is carried. Representative Bates, you probably have your plate full. Representative Tootie Smith, would you carry this on the House floor? And Senator Gordley, would you be so kind as to do it the full committee and the Senate?
Yes.
Thank you. And having no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned, and we'll reconvene at the call of the chair.
We have a few moments.